out. Right, new episode. Are we in?
Yep.
New episode. Talking more bollocks. What's the crack, boys? I went home and watched Beauty and the Beast.
No, you didn't.
I know. Imagine, boys.
Imagine how easy, like, that would have been the easiest thing we ever got you to watch.
Yeah.
And we didn't want you to actually watch it.
Right, new episode of Talking More Bollocks. Boys, I watched Beauty and the Beast.
But yeah, any questions?
All right, from Claire. If you could talk to animals, which animal do you think would have the most interesting things to say?
Pigeons. They see it all.
They can see everything.
They see it all.
Them pigeons have been around them.
And they're everywhere.
Them boys have been around them.
They're everywhere. No one looks out for pigeons. Everyone, if you're up to something, you see a pigeon, no one gives a fuck.
So remember, I seen a conspiracy before that pigeons were spies for the government.
Yeah.
And I was burning.
And you sit on the words to charge back up.
I get it.
I get it. I understand, yeah.
So I was betting to something about the pigeons being spies and all, boys. It was lethal. And I remember I seen the video a few months ago and the pigeon stops in midair. It was AI. The pigeon is flying and then it just freezes and the video just stopped. Yeah, it was devastating. Something that flies anyways, because they see the whole...
Pigeons are everywhere. Like, they're in town, then they're up in the buildings, then they're under the bridges where the trains go on the boundary wall, then where are they not?
And you drop a bit of a blade breakfast roll.
Game over.
And
they get bullied as well. Do you ever drop a breakfast roll and then the seagulls come over and say, get the fuck out of that? And the pigeon's like, sorry, I was only messing.
You can't even have a laugh anymore.
Yeah. Relax. So the pigeon can be like, look... So they'd be willing to tell you everything because they're like the underdog in society. Yeah. So what do you think of pigeon?
Coming in ratting the gaff down.
Yeah, little geek now.
Yeah, I'm going to go with something that floats as well. Pigeon, I say, well, yeah. Oh, hey, what can go the deepest in the ocean now? You say, listen, pal, what's down there?
You can tell me. I won't tell anyone on the podcast.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he's going to tell me everything. It just means he can talk. Do you know what I mean? There's billions of us. We're on the moon and all, boys. And we can't get downstairs in our own bleeding gaff. Do you get me? Just get down. I suppose you say that. And then the boys went down with the controller, didn't they? Didn't end well.
Can't go downstairs in the gaff.
Do you get me? Like, this is the gaff, like.
It's a good point.
Yeah, nice one, Claire.
That was a good question, that.
Did you see that? I presume you did. That they're making a film about Saipan, Roy Keane.
Yeah.
Right, well, we got one question. Based on this, what are the sports moments would you like to be made into a film? And Terence, you can't say Istanbul 2005.
I'm nearly sure that is a film. There's a film about the team talk.
It's not, there used to be a fucking thing about the whole journey.
No, someone done like a film about the team talk, the 15 minutes. It's called 15 Minutes to Glory or something like that. About the team talk at half time. And it'll be a good show. Mick Conlon getting ripped in the Olympics.
Oh, it would be a great show, boys.
Have Daniel Day-Lewis playing Mick Conlon.
That's a fucking great question.
See, your problem is you're stuck on football.
Oh, yeah. And I'm trying to skip. I'm going to boxing now. I'm thinking Kelly, but I'm like, am I just saying that because it's relevant? Kelly as well is a great show, but
that's a great story.
Nothing dramatic happened. She just battered everyone and got the gold. Do you get me? I'm trying to think of something controversial. Roy Keane is exhibit A, boys. Like, that's the one that should have been done fucking 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, that's, if you asked me a sporting moment that you'd love to see a film on, I would have said Roy Keane without mentioning Saipan there.
Yeah. Remember Mick when he was almost telling us about that moment, that his family got word that he was going to get ripped by the judges and they said it was like him walking out to his execution, watching him walk out to the ring. I'm getting goosebumps talking about it. Because imagine, like, how dramatic you could make that. Puts on a clinic and still loses. Gives the fingers and all in black and white.
Andy Lee has a brilliant story. There's loads of ins and outs and ups and downs in his story from being born.
You said this yesterday.
Yeah, he was born in London. So he was the Irish kid in London. Then he comes over to Ireland when he's, I don't know, 6 or 7 or something. And he's the
English kid in Ireland.
Yeah. So he's always kind of an outsider. And he ends up going over to Manuel Stewart's gym in Detroit. Like the whole way up, there's lots of drama in the story.
Well, I was speaking to Terry yesterday about this because we were talking about Bernard Dunne and saying how big the Bernard Dunne days were, and we haven't had anything like that in Ireland since then. Andy Lee would be the closest to that.
And Andy Lee as well, his story, like, it's kind of made for Hollywood stuff because he had already lost in his first world title shot. And then in the fight where he did win the world title, he was in trouble.
Mm.
He was in big trouble. And he threw this hook that was like something you'd see in a Rocky film.
Yeah.
And he wins the world title.
Yeah.
And it's like, that punch doesn't land. Maybe his career is over in the next 20 seconds.
He's now coaching. He's shown his ability outside the ring as well, you know what I mean?
But he's recognised as one of the world's best coaches now.
Yeah.
Most people would say that about
him. Yeah, yeah.
I have a shout, boys. Tyson Fury.
Yeah.
I know that he has that Netflix show, but that's kind of just like him day to day.
Yeah.
But a whole joke about him and his mental health and how he tried to commit suicide and all, boys.
Yeah. Francis Ngannou.
Yeah. Oh, that's the shout on.
Fell out to walk across the Sahara three times or something. He kept getting caught and sent back.
Oh, yeah.
And look at him now. And then, like, even everything recently with his son, and he's still fighting, like, crazy. The Michelle Smith one, I'm not really up to date because it was before my time, but do they still count home medals when they're talking how many medals Ireland won?
They are officially counted.
Do you know this? Do you know who she is?
No.
She's a swimmer.
So she won three golds and a bronze.
For Ireland, in swimming.
In swimming. She was, by a distance, the biggest Olympic star this country has ever had. Those medals were never taken away from her. She was a national hero at the time it happened in 96. I think Paul Kimmage, the journalist of Sunday Independent, was the only one who was saying, hang on a second.
Something
she got about 20 seconds faster when she started working with this Dutch coach who is a confirmed cheat. A couple of years later, and she married that Dutch coach, a couple of years later then, testers had been trying to get a hold of her for a long time and she kept missing appointments and not giving her location and all this stuff. And they finally got to her house and she went into the bathroom and came back with a sample. And when they tested it, it had been tampered with, put alcohol in it, basically. Whiskey was in it. Those medals are still
counted.
They were never taken away because in 96 she was not found to have done anything wrong. But there were always suspicions. And then a couple of years later, she was banned.
But you know what? This is one of them questions where we leave here and everything pops into your head, boys.
You have to have one on.
I was going to say Michael Jordan, but I feel like The Last Dance was so good, you probably couldn't.
You can't touch Anton after that.
No.
The reality is good enough
with
that story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of all just there. Just leave it as that.
Actually, I've made the documentary on this, but a film version of Shelburne and Ollie Byrne. The description for the trailer would be, the fella grows up, his dad owns the club, he's raising the club, his dad loses the club, he takes it very personally on behalf of his father, he ends up in prison for selling counterfeit smokes and all sorts of stuff. This is Ollie Byrne. While he's in prison, he hatches a plan. And he's basically the black sheep of the family now. He was supposed to go on and be a very respectable member of society. He ends up in prison, dealing with all sorts of dodgy characters. In prison, he goes, I'm going to redeem myself. I'm going to get back my father's football club. And so from prison, he starts calling people and saying, this is how we're going
to
do it.
I'm getting the shovel.
And then he gets out of prison and he does it. And shells are playing at the dog track in Harold's Cross in front of about 30 people. The club are on their knees and Ollie Byrne slowly rebuilds it, brings in the Donnelly family who give investment. They buy the lease on Talca Park. Shells become the biggest club in Ireland. Then in 2004, they come within half an hour of the Champions League group stage.
That was the Deportivo match.
But to get there, he had borrowed so much money that when that didn't work out, the club, within the space of a few weeks, almost went out of existence. And while that was happening, he got a brain tumour and he passed away a few months later when the club were back in the first division and with not a pot to piss in. And Ollie Byrne dies and he has nothing to his name. He didn't make any money off Shells himself. And it was just this, it's like a Shakespearean tragedy.
Mm.
He was like, to redeem his family's honour, he goes on this mad journey and then he just flies too close to the sun and it all blows up and he dies with nothing.
Roddy Collins could play himself in that because I know Roddy Collins has a part to play in this because he mentions it in his book.
Roddy and Ollie had a few punch-ups.
Yeah.
But they were. Roddy went to visit him in the hospice and he speaks really warm.
Roddy mentions it about like having the bust over him in his book.
Yeah.
And like anytime you see him, you're like, Collins, you're a wanker. But like it's like mutual respect, that kind of way. So Roddy could play himself in that. And I'm sure he would.
Fucking hard bother to him, you know.
No, but that man.
That was late. I'm devastated because I was going to say he'd be a lethal guest. Devastated.
It's called Never Ignored, Ollie's Reds. It is on Spotify. I think the Shells podcast put it up a while ago.
A fella reached out to me and said he listened to the whole Unusual Suspects in a day based off this podcast.
Ah, good.
There you go. So I went on a documentary series on Spotify.
It's on Spotify. It's on all platforms. It's
called Unusual Suspects. I don't even want to go into it. It's going to take a minute. Now I have to fucking give the synopsis on that.
$7 million heist. Ex-IRA man. And
a priest.
Priest.
Comic book shop.
There's a comic book.
New York.
Yeah.
Just, I don't want to spoil the rest of it.
The big heist story.
It was Ireland, New York. I was betting to that when that came out.
Yeah. How, we're talking about bleeding heists and all and the best sports stories.
Yeah, come on. We get to the next question, will we? Paul says he's not surprised. He's not surprised.
How are you getting on there, brother?
Oh, you're struggling the last couple of weeks. You said man, something in person the other day as well. Not just behind the mic. You're struggling in real life as well.
Hopefully I'm just tired.
Well, that'd have been at a couple of Shells games.
That's absolutely not out of the ordinary.
Alcohol abroad. Consumed abroad.
Abroad. Abroad. Different local, time zones and all.
Beer.
Jet lag.
The same since, brother, I'm telling you.
Different languages, controversy, everything.
Yeah.
We're going to make a documentary about your blading travels with Shells in one Europe or Conference League campaign. Yeah. Two rounds and look what you're doing. It's caused murder.
Diplomatic instance.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Good story to tell the grandkids. But
so Paul says.
Oh, Paul.
Not surprised Terry was drawn to be a whale. Remember last week, wasn't it? Last week we were yeah.
Whoa, because you're meant to put on weight or something.
Can be.
Considering how long they can hold their breath.
Ah, Paul, never yet. Do you know what? I'm after having a couple of ropey questions over the last few weeks, people going at me. Paul, I appreciate that, my old brother. Ideal, where's he from? He's not tell us.
He doesn't say.
No, Paul, I appreciate you, my old brother. Do you know what? I want a bit of love sent in here in the future. A little bit of love. Calm, what's the questions like, bro? I'm not getting licked.
Oh, yeah. They were two on the money, like, you know what I mean? Don't be at that. You can be like, this is for them two fucking ages. And I'm like, grand. But like, you're like, this is for that red cunt. And I'm like, whoa.
Whoa, relax yourself, big fella. Hey, do you ever see one of them megalodons? They are extinct,
yeah.
Daddy.
Yeah, yeah.
But they were real.
Yeah.
They were really that big and all, yeah?
Well, the biggest creature to ever exist.
Blue whale.
Yeah.
Yeah. So smaller
bigger than all the
bigger megalodon. Than a megalodon?
Yeah, ever.
Go away, will it?
Its heart is the size of a hatchback.
What's a hatchback?
Car.
A car?
Yeah.
Its heart is the size of a car?
Its tongue weighs the same as an elephant.
You're lying, eh?
Nope.
An elephant?
The blue whale's tongue weighs the same as an elephant.
That's a joke.
Scott says, following on a theme from a question we had last week, would you rather get your hair cut every day, as in, no matter what the plan for the day is, you have to go to the barbershop and spend the few quid, or only get your hair cut once a year?
Every day, bro.
Every single day?
Every single day. Once a year, though. Come on, bro. Calvin, every day? I'm trying to think. Like, even if you're away and all, boys. Yeah, it's every day, isn't it?
Yeah, do you have to come back from your holiday?
Oh, no, that's heaven. You can't get your hair cut while you're away.
You can't cheat on the barber. Unless you're away. Unless you're away. When you're away, if you're going away for a period of the time, you ring the barber, say, look, I'm over here, I'm going to get bloody laced up.
You have to go every day, once a year. Like, what's the point in getting your hair cut? You may as well just not get your hair cut if you're going to get a cut once a year.
Mm.
We go every day, yeah, fuck it.
Be weird though, wouldn't it?
I'd be very weird.
Like, what's you're not going to notice anything coming off.
Yeah, you won't be able to take hand off.
Be absolutely pointless.
Yeah. It has to be done though.
Scott has a second one. Do you wait for the kettle to click before taking it off, or do you even think about this?
Sometimes I
is it a thing for people to wait for the click, or am I just a weirdo?
Yeah.
Oh, boys, you wait for the click.
Sometimes I take her off because it, like.
Depends on how much I have to fill in it.
Yeah, but like, I only ever boil the kettle when I'm washing the floors. Yeah.
So, yeah, because you have a coffee machine.
Yeah, so I don't need it to be fucking boiling water. Like, it can be 95% of the way there, and I'm like, that'll do the job, into the bucket there. And then I go for
yeah, but if you're boiling it with a cup of tea, you wait for the click, bro.
Yeah.
The click, who doesn't wait? You were a serial killer. If you pull that off and go, well, I think that's the right temperature for a nice cup.
Well, you know when it gets, it's yeah. about the climax. You know the build up is there. The build up is there and it's bubbling and the click is going to come. You may as well take her off, why not?
Nah, just let it click, boys.
It's all the same.
And I'm very impatient, but you let that click, boys, for the perfect cup of tea.
But when the water is clearly already boiled,
what's the point?
Nah, I'm not.
Why don't you hold your finger down? Do you know when it clicks, hold your finger down on the click. So it keeps boiling. See what happens there. Do you ever think about doing that? Good idea. Well,
we're a mad excited to go home. Me and Kelsey Blount, the smithereens in the game.
No face left, Coosie and Hoosie.
Very good, though. Why are you not appreciating that?
Oh,
boy?
That's a good nickname. Hoosie, as in who's he?
Yeah, Hoosie.
Can we talk about cultures when they go on holidays and how they have to bring the guy jerseys with them?
Look, if you're going to talk about stereotypical culture things, you're opening yourself up too.
I'd take the criticism because I was coming back through the airport the other
day. You're both dressed exactly the same here.
No.
You're in blue and he's in red.
And he has Monterex on, I've Under Armour. Big difference, huh?
Can you tell the difference between a clear and a tip jersey?
Yeah.
But to you, if you see them on holidays, it's all just a culture wearing a guy jersey.
Yeah.
Well, you're just two lads from town.
Makes a good point, Dan.
He does make a good point, but we came back through the airport the other day and went through the nothing to declare thing. And you know, you go through your bag there, they should have that on the way out of the airport. And anyone caught bringing a guy jersey out of the airport, it should be took off them. You know, you're not allowed to bring this out of the country.
Confiscated.
That's contraband.
You gotta win your bike.
You're making a show of us leaving the country. Leave that here. You don't need to go to Bladen, Magaluf, or Ibiza and wear gas shorts and a jersey, pal. It's just relax. We get it. You know, you have a mullet. We know you're from the country. We'll just leave her at that. Any more questions?
Yeah. Evan asks us. Right, he says, my mate, for a dare, ate baked beans with marshmallows at the same time. Turned my stomach. And he asked you, what's the weirdest food combination you've ever seen someone else eat? Or eating yourself?
What did Harper have the other day? She put red sauce on something in my mask off and everyone in the family looked at her. And I was like, she's not my child. What did we fucking have? I think it was steak.
That's hardly the worst.
But like, people were putting pepper sauce on it. She put red sauce on it. No, it wasn't. What the
she's
fuck did you
have? She's a child as well. Kids put red sauce on.
Oh, she'd put red sauce on Weetabix if she had a choice. Do you know what I mean? No. Marshmallows and beans.
That sounds like something we try on.
Yeah, like, I'm like, yeah, it's a bit unusual, but I wouldn't be like, oh my god, you're eating sick cunt. I'd be like, yeah, right, fair enough, eat it around. There's people eating battered Mars bars.
Are you, bro? You're a.
No, when no, I hear the Terry.
You're knocking it. I'm saying you'd probably try it, but if me and
I wouldn't eat it,
went over a field and someone sat beside us with a bowl of marshmallows and beans, you'd get sick.
I would, because when he said it to me, I was like, that's not that bad. Like, I've heard the worst ones.
I'd try it.
Have you tried a battered Mars bar?
Yeah, banging, boys. Battered Mars bars are a great day.
I never had one.
I only had one for the first time last year, bro, and I was strung out in them.
Yeah.
Strung out.
Heart attack happened there.
Yeah, but they were the heart attack, boys. They were well happy.
With the marshmallows and beans, I think the consistency difference between them, the texture difference, that might be the weirdest part of the whole thing.
Yeah, but look, I think that the juice of the beans is going to make the marshmallow leak, do you know what I mean? It's going to blend well together. Now, if the hot beans... You can't be having cold beans with that now. That's cereal killer stuff.
Cold beans, that's blade.
That's weird.
That yolk that I had in that airport the other day was the nicest thing I've ever ate.
What was it?
The fucking pastry thing with the sausage, beans and cheese.
Oh, Teddy had his first Greggs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, mother of Jesus, that pastry was... Oh, boys, my mouth waters every time I think about it. That was the nicest thing I've ever ate.
What was it again?
It was like a pastry. With like sausages, beans and cheese. But it was banging, boys.
Did you see what they're doing with breakfast rolls now? Did you see that video?
What?
Where a man dices up all the breakfast and then spreads it into the roll.
Yeah.
I'd eat that.
I can see the logic.
What's he doing?
They're chopped. The way they just put everything together on.
They're doing that with the breakfast girl.
They put sausages, eggs, rashers, pudding.
I try and do that with the breakfast roll anyways. When I get it, I'll try and mash it all like the pudding into the beans and
yeah,
do you know what I mean?
This fella dices it all up, yeah. So it's basically just a paste and spreads it all in, really.
Oh,
but he puts sauce in it, then it looks rotten.
I'm seeing a lot of people on Instagram doing reviews
for Deco's,
yeah.
So, boy, yeah,
and I think,
I think we have a role to play in it, boys.
Pun intended,
yeah.
Do you know what I don't like though? People, they'd be like, oh yeah, 7.5, and you're like, yeah, liar.
It's not, you're not getting, the thing is, you're not getting a nicer breakfast roll. Or if, you might get a breakfast roll on par or somewhere, but it's
not
no way that's under a 10 bucks. Yeah.
Where are they getting that pudding from?
I don't know, bro. There's heroin in there.
There is. There's tobacco and heroin and sugar in it. The most addictive substances on this planet are in that pudding.
Ah, boys. Again, boys, we've done it a million times. Shout out the
there's people coming down from the north and had a fella flying over from Liverpool looking to try.
Really?
I swear to God. And
there's always people. Every time I'm always down at Deco's, boys. And every time I'm down there, I have someone pulling me saying, I'm the only down here to listen to the podcast. Every time.
But do you know what's mad? All this shit that's going around, no one once has ever messaged us and been like, you're wrong. Yeah. I know I've seen these videos, but no one has ever said overrated. No, but like, they're not giving it a 10 out of 10.
It is.
So to me, that's negative. That's fake news to me. And you know what I don't like about them reviews as well?
that's fake news to me.
There's no consistency. There's like, oh, this is a 7 and this is a 7.5 and this is an 8.5. What's the difference, pal? But it's either a 7, 8 or a 9 or a 10. What's the difference?
I don't really understand that with reviews anyways. People used to review a point and they'd go like 8.8, and then the following week they'd review a point, they'd go 8.9 and say, what's in the difference between 0.8 and 0.9?
Do you know what I mean? You're loyal. Like, you're just looking for content. But yeah,
and just say that.
Yeah,
wherever we'll watch it anyways. Yeah. I was burning.
Just if the point looks nice, that's all that we care about.
Yeah.
But anyways, Deco and Donald's, get down, get your breakfast roll. It's on Bolton Street. Honestly, well, yet to receive a message from somebody, and they've had to have triple digits by now of people going in from us.
Oh no, Del, calm.
No one has ever said, then I wasn't into that. That wasn't nice. Owen, if we can make a believer out of you, I think we can make a believer out of anybody.
What does that mean?
Because we say a lot of stuff on this podcast and you roll your eyes at it, and then when you had one of these, you were like, oh, them boys are actually famous.
You're a very straight up, honest man. And you had this all nice scene and look in your eye change. Yeah. You're like, I want to be from the
floor. Your life has never been the same.
If I roll my eyes and stuff, it's because everything from town is the best thing ever.
And there it is. Look at us.
Your breakfast rolls are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Like, take the win.
Yeah. So we've agreed on common ground here.
Yeah.
So we'll walk our way down there. We'll get you around. Our boxers aren't bad either.
That's true. That's true. But Brays are better.
Yeah. Right.
But the
breakfast rolls are probably shy.
Not having that on.
Katie Taylor.
Yeah, but you're talking one. She is probably the best.
He's clinging onto that. You're literally on the fingertips there, clinging onto that one.
Oh, yes. Well, there are multiple townies. Pierce O'Leary, Kelly Harrington. Emma was at the last Olympics as well.
All right.
I'm just letting you know. Right. And I have no problems with Bray. Or Leitrim.
Why like Leitrim? Why did you drag Leitrim into this?
Do you know what? They does. Popped into my head this morning, Leitrim did. I was like, there's no need for that to be there.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
Anyway, I can't go back to Deco and Donald's now.
Why?
Because the last time my card didn't work when I tapped it.
Wow.
Remember that day?
No.
The day we were filming the thing and I had to get the rolls.
Oh, no, I don't feel well.
And there was loads of people in there.
It's always packed.
The place was packed. And it's tiny.
And what, just the nod like that thing got through?
And I had turned... No! I had turned around to walk away. Deco called me back. Said, and he'd been, as he always is, so nice about it. He's like, don't worry, no, it's absolutely fine. Like, and then I had to go and tell you about it.
Oh, do you know what? I don't remember you ever telling me that.
Yeah, neither do I. You have that one on the hush. You would have got away with it. You would have got away with it.
I told you the second I saw you.
No.
You don't listen to anything. You really don't.
Oh, that's bad on that. Especially in Deco's, because it's kind of small.
Yeah.
And then if you're walking out the door and it's always packed, boys, everyone hears it. No matter what.
Mm.
There's no getting away with me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boys, I'd want that ground to swallow me.
That's bad.
I hope you're all right, bro.
You're going to have to go in and get there off me next time.
I will, bro.
Yeah.
Right, that's a new episode of Talking More Bollocks. See us next week. Send any questions, dilemmas, conspiracies, anything you want. No, the Talking Bollocks.
Yeah, we're dropping the beats.
Talking Bollocks at goloudnow.com. Fuck Jeremy Coyle. Boom!
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Try your wits in the door. Tell your body your head. Work it hard and long. When you finish that.
The hypnotic.